No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner. Webster, this is Rudy Valley. I'm going to run through the college music for our Dream Show football playlist. Will you round up the cast and have them here in the studio ready to go when I'm finished? Thanks. Betty Coed has lips of red for Harvard. Betty Coetta's eyes are Gale's deep blue. Betty Coetta's a golden head for Princeton. Her dress, I guess, is black for old Purdue. Betty Coetta's a smile for Pennsylvania. Her heart is Dartmouth's treasure, so it is said. Betty Coetta's loved by every college boy. But I'm the one who's loved by Betty Coetta. You know, girls, glamour's first rule is lovely, shining hair. And you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you try Dreen with hair conditioner. Suppose you're washing your hair with soap. Cake soap, liquid soap shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dreen with hair conditioner. Well, listen. No soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap because it never leaves any dulling film on hair as all soaps do to hide the shining loveliness. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Dreen completely removes every trace of flaky dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combine such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So, for this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Is the cast here, Miss Webster?
Yes, Mr. Valley.
Stand by, everybody, please. We'll take a dress rehearsal. This is the last time we'll run through our pigskin melodrama before we present it at the Coast Guard Patrol Base at Wilmington. Ready? We take you to the campus of Cranston University, the day before the big game with Cranston's traditional rival, Schmievel Tech.
Men! Men, tomorrow we meet Schmievel Tech in the toughest game of the season. And when you men step out on that field, I want every man of you to give all he's got. Are you with me?
Yes!
Okay, fellas. Now, before I call off practice, let's run through it once more. Valley, you take it this time. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, that's fine. We'll have the best band on the field tomorrow. Dismissed.
Hello, Betty. Gee, it's good to see you. Gee, I couldn't wait till band practice was over to see you. Gee, you look pretty. Gee.
Oh, Rudy, we've got an awful problem. Father says I can't see you anymore.
Why not?
Because you're a saxophone player and you don't go out for Cranston's football team.
Oh, it's just my luck to fall in love with the daughter of Pop Stander, Cranston's football coach. Gee, won't your father let you go out with anybody but athletes?
No. In fact, it's getting so now that when a young man comes to call on me, Danny won't even come in and shake the fellow's hand unless he's got a Charlie horse.
Gee, Betty, I may not be a football player, but I'm doing my bit for Cranston in the band. I play a slick sixth sax of the sixth sax section.
Yes, and that's why Father calls you that.
Calls me what?
Reedy Rudy.
Gee, Betty, you know I'd do or die for good old Cranston.
Well, then why don't you give up the band and go out for the team?
But the band needs me. I'm an important fellow when we spell out those formations during the halves. Why, last week I was the H in Hello, Harvard. Week before, I was the P in Foo-Foo-Padoo. And tomorrow, I'm going to be the S in Smash Meeble. Just think, up to now I've been an H and a P and an S. And you know what they've promised me?
What?
That if I do a good job tomorrow, next week they're going to let me be a vowel.
But, Rudy, honey, if you don't go out for the football team, Daddy will force me to marry Butch Vinyavorka Pitschke, the captain of the team.
Butch Vinyavorka Pitschke, that half-baked halfback.
Even so, Butch is Cranston's captain, and he wears the captain's sweater.
I didn't know that football was that important to you, Betty.
Well, it is. If we don't win that game tomorrow, Daddy's liable to lose his job.
But why?
Well, you know, we've never beaten Schmievel. In fact, since Pop's been coached here, we've played 14 games a year, and Dad's consistently lost 13 of them. Oh, there seems to be only one team we can beat.
Yes. Thank heavens for Vassar.
It's no joking matter, Rudy. If we don't beat Schmievel, the dean says Pop is through.
I don't believe that. Cranston had never let old Pops down.
Oh, look, there's Father now. He mustn't catch it together. You know his temper.
Valley, what are you doing here with Betty?
Well, sir, I was...
Valley, I thought I made it clear that I don't want my daughter going around with anybody but a football player. Now, what are you? A football player or a saxophone player?
A saxophone player.
Then blow.
Father, you do Rudy an injustice.
Yes, sir. Though I am but a humble saxophone player in the band, still I love Cranston and Cranston's tradition.
Cranston? Just a minute, son. When you say Cranston, you're talking about something big, son. Bigger than you, bigger than me. When I hear the word Cranston, it sort of gets me here. No, I guess it's over here. No. Say Cranston again, will you, son?
Cranston.
Yep, I was right the first time. It gets me here.
The spirit of old Cranston really means a lot to you, doesn't it, Pop?
Spirit? Why, son, even in practice, when that whistle blows and the scrimmage starts, I want to get out there with the boys myself. I want to get shoved around. I want my face pushed in the mud. I want to break a couple of ribs.
Well, why don't you?
Why? Because I'm yellow, son.
But, Father, can't you see that Rudy's got the same old Cranston spirit that you have?
Yes, sir. The band means as much to me as football does to you.
Band? Nonsense. How can you stand there and talk about the band, Valley? You. You, the son of Point a Minute Valley, the greatest football player Cranston ever had.
You? And you, my dad?
Knew him. Why? He was the finest all-around athlete in Cranston history. Your dad and I played together on the toughest team Cranston ever had.
Yes, Dad told me it was powerful.
Powerful? Why, we were called the Cranston Crunchers. I'll never forget the last game I played with your dad. Fourth down, one to go. The ball was snapped back, and he started to run. Twisting, whirling, sidestepping, stiff-arming, fighting every inch of the way. 98 yards and over the goal line.
He scored a touchdown.
He would have if he carried the ball.
Father, now that you've had a chance to know the real Rudy, won't you change your mind about him? After all, he is a Cranston man.
Cranston? Daughter, when you say Cranston, something gets me here.
But, sir, you still insist that Betty can marry only a football player? Remember, I love her, sir.
Valley, my daughter will marry a football player. The kind of a fellow who gets in there and wins the game in the last minute of play.
But, Father, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't?
No.
Go argue with Warner Brothers.
But, Coach.
But nothing. Betty, there's only one man on this campus you can marry. Butch Vinyavorka Pitschke. And I think I see him coming now. Yes, it is. It's he. It's he. That all-star, all-American, all-illiterate Butch Vinyavorka Pitschke.
Hiya, Coach.
Hiya, Butch. One, two, three. The song. Even you, Valley.
Thanks.
Hey, Coach, I just got a message for you from the dean.
Just a minute, Butch. Valley, this is what I mean by the type of man I want for my daughter. Butch, Tell this saxophone player here what you're going to do when you get in that game tomorrow against Schmeevil.
I'm going to get in there and I'm going to do or die. I'm going to give my all. I'm going to fight to the end for dear old, say, boss, who am I playing for this year?
Cranston.
Oh, Cranston. Coach, when you say Cranston, something gets me here.
It gets me here, Butch.
Yeah, but, Coach, I've been trying to tell you, I got a note from Dean Pangborn. He wants to see you and me over at your house right away. It's something about me and tomorrow's game.
Yes, but tomorrow's game? Nothing can interfere with tomorrow's game. We've got to win that game. We must win. We must win for dear old Cranston.
Cranston. Boss, when you say Cranston, something...
All right. Let's get over to my house and see what the dean wants.
Yeah, okay. Let's get going. One, two, three. Oh, yeah, that's right. Three. Five.
Gee, Rudy, I'm worried.
Oh, don't worry, darling. Let's forget about everything but you and me.
Love, splendid. Let's blend it. Why spend it here when we can both be together in a love nest, cozy dove nest? Just think, dear, how happy we'll be when they all say we'll ne'er be parted for our love started under the campus
Gosh, Rudy, I'm worried. I'm going to run along home and see what the meeting with Dean Pangborn's all about.
All right, darling, but don't worry. Everything is going to turn out the way you want it. See you later.
Bye now, Rudy.
Good heavens, look who's coming. The college widow, the vampire of the varsity, the coquette of the campus, Valerie Verily.
Hiya there, my time. Say, have you seen Butch Vinyavorkopitsky? I lent him $5 to pay a bill last night. I got his sweater here for collateral.
Good night. The captain's sweater in the hands of the college widow.
Yeah, you see, we went down to the old Ox Roadhouse last night, and when the bill came, I had to run interference. So he gave me a sweater as a deposit.
I don't believe you. Butch is interested only in football.
He certainly is. Every 3 minutes, he was trying to make a pass.
Well, let's get down to facts. How late were you and Butch out last night?
3 o'clock.
Yeah. Butch was out hugging a... kissing you till 3 o'clock in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Don't you know that the coach worries about Butch's condition?
Such condition the coach should be in.
Don't you realize that Butch has broken training, and if he was seen, he'll be thrown off the team and won't be able to play tomorrow? Was Butch wearing a special captain's sweater with the neon letters?
Yeah, but there's nothing to worry about. The only person we passed on the way home was Dean Pangborn.
Dean Pangborn? What in the world was the dean doing out at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, the same old thing, swiping radiator caps.
Ah, I see it all now. The dean has called Butch to Coach Sanders' house in order to kick him off the team. Now we'll never smash Meeble. I'll have to think of something. Quick, give me that sweater.
Not till I get the $5.
He'll pay you back after the game tomorrow. Now give me the sweater and trust me. After all, we're doing this for good old Cranston.
Cranston?
Yes.
When you say Cranston, something...
Oh, never mind. I'm off to Coach Sanders' house to save the honor of the school.
But Dean Pangborn...
It's no use, Sander. I tell you, I saw Butch and the widow out riding at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dean, I don't believe it could have happened. Butch, look me unflinchingly in the eye and tell me the truth. You weren't out with the widow last night, were you?
Yeah.
But Butch, if you were out with her, you would be breaking training. You would be kicked off the team and I would lose my job. Now, Butch, were you out with the widow last night?
Yeah.
There, I told. Butch, what a noble spirit you are. Look at him, Dean Pangborn. He's obviously shielding someone else. A teammate, no doubt.
No, I tell you,
I'll trade a log cap man for a friend. I'll tell you what you did last night. Butch Vinyavokovitchki, in the name of friendship, you climbed the pinnacles of self-abnegation. And for some unknown friend, you magnanimously risked incurring your superior's opprobrium. That's what you did last night.
I did?
Yes.
Boy, am I a rat.
Sander, in all this subterfuge, Butch does not play tomorrow.
Oh, that this evil should happen to me on the eve of the Schmeevil game. Dean, won't you please make an exception, just this once, for dear old Cranston?
Stander, do I understand you to mean you're asking me to waive the rules?
Well, you don't exactly have to waive them. Just let them flutter a little.
Absolutely not. Why should I make an exception of Butch? What is he, an infant or an idiot?
I'll take either side of that. Oh, Butch, how could you have done this to me? Didn't you know it was wrong?
Yeah, but a guy can make a mistake. After all, I ain't inflammable.
Yes, but didn't you stop to think of old Cranston and all that it stands for? How about the tradition?
How about the spirit?
How about the honor?
How about the glory?
How about the widow's telephone number? well, Stander, that's that, I guess. And now, I'm off to tell the newspapers this ghastly tale. Oh, poor, poor Cranston. Oh, Cranston, I weep for thee.
Stop! Halt! Halt!
Rudy!
Felly, what are you doing here?
You've all made a horrible mistake. It was not Butch who was out with the college widow last night. It was me, do you understand? It was me. Me!
Oh, Rudy, how can you say that?
All right, it was I. But it wasn't Butch. Butch was shielding me. I borrowed his sweater and it was I, not Butch, who was out with the widow last night.
Well, but
this obviously exonerates Butch, and now we can play tomorrow.
Right. No, Cranston will win.
Well, so long, Valley.
Yeah, so long, Valley.
Oh, Rudy, how could you?
Betty, I'll explain everything if you'll only...
Get out. Go to your college, widow. Get out. I hate the ground you walk upon. I hate the phone you talk upon. I hate most everything that you do. I hate the funny little mouth you drink with, that peanut on your shoulders that you think with. I hate the smirk upon your lips, tobacco on your fingertips. I hate your eyes of heavenly blue. I hate your fancy ties. I hate the way you sigh and the way you lie and lie. Honest, I do. Outside of that, Rudy, I love you.
Well, folks, the first half of the big game at Cranston Stadium is over, and due to the great playing of Butch Vinyavorkopitschky, the score is now 48-48. Coach Stander is talking to his men in the dressing room.
So you fellas call yourselves a football team.
But, Coach, I...
Quiet! That Schmeevil bunch is making you all look like monkeys. How will it look in the papers? Cranston smeared by Schmeevil. You're not fighting. Mulligan, next time you use the hidden ball play, try to remember where you hide the ball. And, Butch...
Yeah, Coach?
Why do you keep the boys in the huddle so long?
In the huddle? Well, you see, Coach...
Butch, give me those dice. What a bunch of incompetent useless. Now, here's the one boy who played a good game.
Well, thank you, sir.
I notice you out there. Keep it up. What's your name again?
Jones. Yeah, I'm a Schmeevil man, and I'm just here to steal signals.
Oh, glad to have you. Now, listen, fellas.
Let me in there.
Come on in.
Where's
the college widow? What do you want, Miss Verilaire?
I want the $5 Butch borrowed last night.
What? Last night? Were you out with Butch last night?
Yes, I was, but never again. I'd do anything for the old school, but Cranston's colors ain't black and blue.
Butch, you know what this means.
Wait, Dean, you can't take him out.
Sorry, Coach. Butch is suspended. He is definitely out of this game.
But who'll replace Butch Vinyavorkopitschky?
Pardon me, Coach.
Valley?
Yes, Coach.
Valley, get yourself a helmet.
Right, Coach.
Get a uniform. Oh, and you better get a nose guard to protect your voice.
Coach, if Cranston needs me, I'm ready.
When you say Cranston, something gets me right here. Rudy, you deserve to play. Lying about the widow to protect Butch was peachy. Now, men, one more word before you get out there. Men, you remember Sam Watkins, the Cranston hero of 92? Sam isn't around anymore. But sometimes at game time, I think I hear him speaking to me. Men, Sam left a note with a message on it that he wanted me to read you men when the going got tough. In a crucial moment, that moment has come. So I'm opening Sam's message. Here it is, men, from a lad of valiant memory. Let's see what it says. Just as I thought. XXX sign. X. X? Well, you know, boy, Sam never could write. But you all know what he means. So get out there, men,
right,
and win.
You fight, 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 fight. The colors!
Well, we're coming to the end of this ferocious battle between Cranston and Schmeeble. The score is now 83-83 with only 30 seconds to play. What a game! Rudy Valley, who you remember took Butch Vinyavorkovitsky's place, hasn't been in a play so far. He has not yet carried the ball, but he seems to be taking a very keen interest in the game. Oh, wait. There goes Valley in running position. The ball is snapped. Rudy takes it off tackle. The defense closes in. Rudy's free. But wait. He's running the wrong way. No one can stop him. He's running towards Schmeeble's goal. He's on the Schmeeble's goal line. Schmeeble scores!
Of all the stupid bonus, how could you do that, Valley? How could you? Running to Schmeeble's goal. How could you do it?
Well, sir, you see, I'm a pretty slow runner. I only had 30 seconds, and Schmeeble's goal was the nearest.
Oh.
Well, Coach, it's been nice having you.
You mean I'm fired?
Well, let's put it less bluntly. Let's just say you've been canned.
And this is all your fault, Valley.
Pardon me, Coach Stander.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm from Schmeeble University, and I'm prepared to bid for your service.
Well, how much?
We'll double what Cranston's giving you.
Double?
Yes, there's been too much emphasis on football at Schmeeble, and we're de-emphasizing the game. We want to lose a few games, and we feel you're just the man who can do it for us.
Well,
then you'll come to Schmeeble?
Mister, when you say Schmeeble, something gets me here. Rudy, how can I thank you? You did this.
You mean I'm a hero?
Yes, Rudy. Will you come to Schmeeble with me?
Stop, Stander. We need Rudy in the Cranston band.
But I need him with me at Schmeeble to de-emphasize football.
But we need him at Cranston even more. We're de-emphasizing music.
Oh, very well, Dean. Your need is obviously greater.
Oh, Rudy, I'm so proud of you.
Every man on his feet.
Fight. The colors of Cranston you are. We'll always be true to you, Cranston, you. To you, Cranston, you. We will ever be true. Forever.
Raise on high, come the colors.
Hey, hey.
Leave us here once more.
So it's rah, rah, rah. And this boom, bah. We love you,
Cranston. I do mean Cranston.
Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in must have sent her my way.
Sweet and lovely. That's the kind of girl every man wants for his very own. Someone who's sweet and charming. But even more important, someone who's lovely to look at. You see, girls, you could have the sweetest dispositions in the world, and a man wouldn't even know it unless he liked your looks well enough to seek you out. And believe me, Nothing does more to make you look alluring than glamorous, shining hair. Remember that, and always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Because no other shampoo can make your hair look so lovely.
No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film on hair as all soaps do to hide the natural luster. Instead, Dreen brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So girls, for glamorous, shining hair, always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Well, that's it. Fine job, everybody. Miss Webster, be sure to check the program to see that the credits are correct. The coach was played by Lionel Stander, the dean by John Brown, the college widow by Kathy Lewis, the football captain by Mel Blank, the football commentator, the Schmeeville spy, and the Schmeeville scout by Joe Cairns, and Betty, the coach's daughter, by Betty Jane Greer.
Mr. Valley, is that all for now?
Yes, that's about all. Oh, don't forget to notify Monty Woolley and Vivian Blaine the time of next week's show.
Yes, I've already taken care of that.
Fine. Friends, I hope all of you have been able to find some measure of comfort in this Thanksgiving. For most, it has been a rather solemn day. For while the news from our fighting fronts all over the world is encouraging, the joy it brings is tempered with the sober realization of its great cost in human courage and sacrifice. But none of us must forget for a moment that even in these trying days, of all the people in the world, we Americans have much for which to be thankful. So from Procter & Gamble, from all of us here, to all of you everywhere, comes the wish that you will soon again know the full thankfulness that peace will bring. Betty Coetta's lips are red for Harvard. Betty Coetta's eyes are Yale's deep blue. Betty Coetta's a golden head for Princeton. Her dress, I guess, is black for old Purdue. Betty Coetta's a smile for Pennsylvania. Her heart is Dartmouth's treasure, so it is said. Betty Coetta's loved by every college boy. But I'm the one who's loved by Betty Coetta.
Rudy Valley will present another Dreen show for Dreen Shampoo next Thursday at this same time from Hollywood. Good night.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear. Your clothes wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
A blouse, a house coat,
a sweater,
a slip. Give them Ivory Flakes care.
That's our tip.
Wash tests show that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear. Your clothes wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is Ivory Flakes. It's Ivory Flakes for twice the wear. You get up to twice the wear. Your clothes wear up to twice as long.
NBC, in cooperation with its program sponsors, continues its Thanksgiving Day salute to America's war bond salesmen. The next voice you hear will be that of Major General Larson of the Marine Corps speaking from Guam.